Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast for this brief Friday update. Lots of headlines around today about potential signings either now or in the future of Kylian Mbappe by Real Madrid and the fact that he's a target for 2020. Nothing really new in any of these stories. One thing is for certain, he is going absolutely nowhere this summer. One who might be is Neymar. He's been seen posing in a picture with Karim Benzema. That's going to do little to enhance the prospect of his arrival. Zidane, remember, has been adamant that he has absolutely zero interest in Neymar and would far prefer the services of Pogba. Now, staying with the rumours, and there are plenty of those around today, that there is going to be an 11th-hour intervention from Real Madrid to try and poach Matthijs de Ligt from his intended move to Barcelona. They've requested details of how close he actually is to signing and what his demands are. Paolo Maldini and Zvonimir Boban, part of the legendary Milan teams of the late 80s and early 1990s, have been in Madrid in the last 24 hours to discuss potential acquisitions for the coming season. Dani Ceballos, Mayoral and Odegaard, the names under discussion. Asked how successful the negotiations had been, Maldini replied, "The trip has gone well and we are optimistic." Milan have already made an offer for Dani Ceballos, who's a player, remember, that is also interested in Mauricio Pochettino over at Tottenham. The offer was 30 million. Real Madrid want closer to 50. Another take on the Neymar situation. PSG wants their investment returned. Real Madrid have allegedly offered 130 million in cash, plus the option of signing Gareth Bale, James Rodriguez, or even Navas could be involved as well as part of a package. The initial response was expected. "We don't want players that aren't good enough for you, just the money." Premier League, Arsenal are keeping close tabs on the situation surrounding Lucas Vazquez, the 28-year-old who's been at Real Madrid since 2011, bar one loan spell with Espanyol, has made 122 appearances in that time, scoring 11 goals. Madrid value him around 30 million. Arsenal's opening bid of 22.5 is not far off being agreed upon. Now, with Paul Pogba likely to choose Juventus over Real Madrid, the Christian Eriksen deal dead in the water, and interest waning in Donny van de Beek, interest has been resurrected in Pjanic. The 29-year-old just completed his third season at Juventus, and he's available for around 80 million euro. Wouldn't be good news, though, would it, for Kroos, Modric, or indeed Casemiro, whose positions would be very much under threat if he did arrive. Marcos Llorente was the first to depart for significant funds this summer when he signed for Atletico for 40 million euro. The 24-year-old Spanish international has been at the club since 2013-14, having one loan spell at Alaves back in 2016. Overall, he's made just 22 first-team appearances in that time. Next to conclude a move could well be Martin Odegaard. Now, Ajax have ruled themselves out of any potential deal after overtures made by Bayer Leverkusen as well as Milan. Simon Ross, the sporting director of Leverkusen, called him an extremely interesting player. Odegaard, remember, has spent the last three seasons in Eredivisie, last season at Vitesse, where he scored 8 goals and created 11 assists in 31 games. Now, a few more people will be watching the progress of the Castilla team next season after it was confirmed that Raul will take charge of the team. The player who spent 16 seasons in Madrid, winning 3 European Cups, 2 Club World Cups, a Super Cup, 6 Liga titles and 4 Spanish Cups, begins work immediately. And Zinedine Zidane has broken his long silence over the summer so far. He said, "It's an important campaign coming up. We return to compete and to win. It's not just the fans who are excited. I am as well." Now, with all the excitement surrounding the new arrivals, frustration deepens for Gareth Bale. His agent, responding to the rumours of a loan move, said simply, "Not a chance." As for a transfer, he added, "A transfer out of Madrid simply will not happen. Gareth has a lovely life and a house in Spain. It would need to be something exceptional for him to leave all of that behind." Lopetegui could be heading back to Madrid on a shopping trip. He wants to sign Sergio Reguilón as a left back for his new-look Sevilla team for next season. with his chances limited with the arrival of Mendy. And of course, Marcelo is still there. A deal is looking highly likely. And staying with Mendy, he was introduced to the media and public yesterday. "It is an honour to be at the best club in the world," he said. "I thank the president for putting his trust in me." On Zidane, he said, "It was a somewhat bizarre revelation. I haven't spoken to him yet. I will do soon." And finally, last word today from the Napoli president, Aurelio De Laurentiis. He's begun negotiations to conclude this on-off deal, this complicated deal to sign James Rodriguez. He said, "I hope we reach agreement with James. He will be expensive, but if we have to make sacrifices, then I will." And that just about wraps up this update. Don't forget, you can catch up with all of the podcasts from the last year over at the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. And of course, you can even leave your own views and opinions on all things Madrid related. Simply click the link on the website to anchor.fm, and it's clearly displayed from there. All you do literally is click and speak. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google, Alexa, etc. That's it then. Hope you enjoy the weekend. We will be back next week. Till then, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye.